Welcome to the Love Local Chattanooga podcast, where we talk about all things you can love local about Chattanooga. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts. We've got Brianna Garza.
Hey.
And Mackenzie Bergenbeck.
I'm so glad you're here. So, each episode, we'll get chatty about topics such as what to know about events, culture, small business, and a little tea about what's happening in the city. And guys, look, we know life is chaotic, and we hope this podcast is the easiest thing you do all day. We want this to not only be a fun resource for people, but something that you can play in the background as an informative, entertaining way to relax.
This podcast is brought to you by Love Local Chattanooga, a collective of Chattanoogans committed to keeping that small town feel while our city grows. Follow us and learn more at lovelocalchat.com. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hello and welcome back. I'm your host, one of the hosts. I was looking at, my mic is squirreling all about. Dr. Chris Collins here and Mackenzie Bergenbeck.
Hi.
And also our friend Shayna Webb.
Hey.
Shayna.
Do you guys know Shayna Webb? I think you might know her face somewhere if you've ever watched something that's like All Local Things Chattanooga. So Shayna is the positive force and energy and like a journalist almost. I would say. I feel like you do like that, like you're really good at that bullet journalism.
Thank you. The news of the week, Gen Z style.
Yes.
Gen Z style.
I thought all of that stuff was brilliant because it just packs it all in there and you can kind of get caught up really quick. And I feel like you can tell that you're sourcing it really well. So
thank you.
Yes. If you've not followed Shayna Webb, go get your phone out. Where is it? It's in your left. No, your right pocket.
Unless you're driving.
In between your seat.
Please hold.
Yeah. In between your seat and your center console. Okay. Now that you've got it and you're trying to focus, please don't have an accident. Follow Web Chats. Just
spell
as
it.
Easy as that.
Spell it for us. It's two B's and two T's.
There we go.
Because Web is my last name.
That's right.
WebChats.
And then sometimes people think my name is Web Chats because they'll just come up to me and be like, hey, Web Chats.
Web Chats?
Yeah. And I'm just like, hey.
I think that happens a lot.
That's a strange phenomenon.
It is.
I mean, like Mackenzie Pear over here, for example.
That's not my handle, though. But we did that with Kate Makes.
Yeah.
Like people come up to her and she's like, hey, Kate Makes. Yeah. She's like, hi.
Why is that Kate Makes?
Yeah. It's so funny. Or like it's happened where I'm like walking down Main Street and someone rolls down their window and they're like, Web Chats.
Do a kick flip.
Yeah. Or people be like, they'll come up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to meet you, blah, blah. And they'll be like, what's your name? Like, what's your real name?
Do you have it like on your profile?
Yes,
oh, that's funny.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Webchats
is my new second name.
I'm so glad you're here.
We are.
Thank you for the compliments, too. I actually went to school for journalism, so.
I read that a while ago, actually.
Yes.
I was like,
I used to want to be a TV news reporter. That was what I
went
to school
don't you
for.
Have a video about that?
It's on my website in my about page, and I talked about it, too, on the other podcast about
That was what it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So is that how like Web Chats came to be?
Well, oh my gosh, there's so much lore in how Web Chats came to be. But the quick version is I went to school for digital media journalism and PR. And I always wanted to be like on TV or in the news. Like I did Lee Update, went to Lee University, Go Flames. And I did like, we did three things to know at Lee all the time. I loved to do that in their media services team. And then when I was graduating college, I, again, was planning to go into kind of like news, but I was getting married that summer and I knew when you went into news, it's like all nights and weekends, long hours, like, and I wanted to be on the same schedule as my husband because I got married, like I graduated in May, got married in July. And so I was like, I'm just going to take
quick.
A different, it was fun. Young love, so fun, still married. Love Cameron, shout out.
And, shout out Cameron.
but I wanted to be on the same schedule as him, like first year marriage, like living with a boy for the first time. I have four sisters and then lived with girls. Okay, I'm getting on too many changes,
but. This is the lore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have more of a 9-to-5 my first year, just after college and like getting used to married life and everything. And so I ended up taking a job at a nonprofit that I ended up working at for 2.5 years. Loved that life. It was very busy. But during my whole like wedding planning journey, this is back in 2022, I posted on TikTok every day for like a year and a half about wedding stuff. Mm-hmm. So I grew a big following on TikTok just in like wedding hacks, wedding niche, like
sure.
wedding. I grew from 2,000 followers to 140,000 followers in a year on TikTok, which was crazy.
That's wild.
It was all like wedding related, nothing uh-huh. Chattanooga related really. And so that's how I got my first taste for like making money on social media and like being a consistent creator and like cultivating community and telling stories, short form content.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got married and everything. I was always, I worked normal 9 to 5 and had the TikTok passion, I guess, on the side. And after posting about my own wedding for about 2 years or so, I was like, I can't post about my
weddings anymore.
Like, and I also do work weddings. That is another business that I still currently do, but I don't really post about weddings anymore. I did burn out after posting every single day on TikTok. I mean, it's a lot of work to
that
just like
is
constantly
so
create content.
Much.
Yeah, you feel like you're going mad saying the same thing over and over again in several different ways.
Right, and So I was kind of getting burnt out of the wedding niche of social media in general. I do separately still do work weddings currently to this day, but I don't really post like wedding planning tips and hacks and all that stuff anymore. And so around like late 2023, actually, I have it in my TikTok drafts. I like really had the idea for web chats, and like I actually had connected with a few other girls on social media who did like Nashville things to do or Atlanta things to do, Chicago's things to do. Loved them. And then I was also good friends with Hope Mom, who's
yes.
obviously in Chattanooga.
Yes.
And she was always like encouraging. She was like, you should create Chattanooga content. And like, I was like, okay, I really want to do this. Like, I'm tired of posting about weddings. I want to start a whole new niche, like a whole new page, and just experiment with it and like see what happens. My mm-hmm. idea kind of was like maybe it could lead me into a social media management job somewhere in Chattanooga and like just be like a natural transition kind of thing. And so that was kind of like the thought behind it. At the time, I was working full time, coaching lacrosse at Baylor, which I still do, working weddings kind of on the side, and then so also trying to start a new social media page. So I knew like it's a lot of work because I knew when I started web chats, ultimately like I wanted to post a bunch like every day at least, if not twice a day, just to like build the page. Because I was trying to use what I learned from TikTok into starting this new web chats Instagram online presence.
Yeah.
And so I started getting content like seriously like 6 months before I started the page because I knew I wouldn't have time to like sit down and make a video every single day,
go visit something,
right.
go do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just started like collecting content just for fun, like in my free time. And then Cameron grew up in Chattanooga and I'm from Memphis. So he would love to like take me out and show me different things in Chattanooga on like date nights and stuff. And so I would just like to vlog it because I just loved vlogging in general and like mm-hmm. taking little videos. And then I just started putting them together. And then when I felt like I had a good amount of content, I started Web Chats in May 2024. And it went from there. And it was super, super cool. And it ultimately ended up leading to me not taking a new job in social media management, but being able to go freelance and just take that leap, which was actually a year ago last week in October 2024
is
when I fully went freelance. And it's not just with web chats. I took on more weddings and then I did some social media management as well. And then I coached lacrosse at Baylor still and then half web chats. So it's just giving me more freedom to be able to do these things.
Yeah.
And it really does scratch back to the original question, the journalism itch, because I think it is, I mean, I know it is journalism. It's just not your traditional TV journalism
format.
It's just
sure.
a different format.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm so thankful to get to do that because I do think that Gen Z especially is finding out so much news from social media. And so I like to be able to help share it. So
it's true. And other generations.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's so cool to hear your backstory too. And to hear you kind of jump into some of the journey along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, I think having to use social media for business is interesting from probably me and Mackenzie's point of view. Mm. Well, you had a blog for a while too that
I
you
did.
Grew.
Yeah.
And it's like a different world to like build a following and a page and then have quite a large following and a page and then realize you don't really want to do that anymore.
ding ding ding.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got another good friend who built like a huge YouTube channel on nutrition and then was sort of like, I'm just going to stop.
Wedding TikTok page, I like never post on there anymore. I just have like the followers just sit. And then if you try to post now, it's like once you stop posting, it's like you have like a week And then it's like,
then it's like, okay, am I ever going to pop up again?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So it is a lot, but I'm so glad I went through all of that with the wedding TikTok, because I experienced the social media burnout, experienced like a lot of learning on how to cultivate community and like just getting in the habit of making short form content daily. And so I'm so thankful for that experience. And I do truly know it helped me with web chats and everything, because it wasn't like I just randomly decided to start web chats one day. Like, as much as like it does kind of seem like that, like there was a lot of like kind of strategy and planning and preparing for it. And then also just using what I learned. I mean, I think web chats is like maybe the like 13th or 14th Instagram page I've ever started. All throughout growing up in middle school, high school, like I was always creating different Instagram pages.
Yeah.
I had a Disney page. I had a Hunger Games page.
So you're saying like, you're just built different.
I think I just would start random Instagram pages all the time.
Like, that's funny. I think I hit my max too. Like I have too many. They're like, you can't make another one.
Right. I know. It's so funny. I had a food page in middle school.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good.
Fun though. I mean, I started the blog that I had forever ago as a creative outlet. I just wanted some place to like hold the things that I was thinking or making or creating or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was really just like this place to hold everything.
Yeah.
And then you get, yeah.
I would love to come back to that conversation, because I think things are going the way of sub accounts again. It might be something that we could ask you about. Before we get into that, two things we need to cover. We always like to do highs and lows. So I'd love to do that. And I also would love a quick and short like idea for someone listening, and they've just heard you kind of talk about web chats. But what is, from from someone who's just new to this and they've just hit follow and then they're like, well, what am I getting into?
Yeah.
Describe web chats to me.
Yeah. So web chats is a social media page. It's my just personal brand page, and I share a bunch of things to do and life in the scenic city in Chattanooga. So it's everything from like where to eat recommendations, just events going on. I like to do my news of the week Gen Z style, where I talk about just different, I literally just talk about what I think is cool, and there's no like someone telling me what to say in that, which I really like, because I just talk about whatever I want. And I really just like to have it as a place where, you know, if whether you're visiting Chattanooga, you can go and see kind of like what the locals recommend. Or if you live in Chattanooga, there's so many restaurants, businesses, events going on all the time. And so I like to just share about it I like to say it's like a short shareable way, because all my videos are, you know, 45-ish seconds. And so it's easy. You can just send it to the group chat, whatever you want. And I'm just talking about what life is like in the scenic city. And so that's beautiful. What web chats is.
Yes.
Very, very well said.
Articulate.
Very articulate.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into the highs and lows then.
Okay.
Christopher?
Well, I'll go.
Go for it.
Everybody's looking at me all of a sudden. Y'all couldn't see that on there. But so highs lately, I think that, yeah, lately October has been one of those months that is just super, super busy. And so there's lots of really fun things going on all the time. The fall season, I feel like it's just a totally different world in Chattanooga for a while. I'm kind of low. It's still bummed about the walking bridge not being available. My daughter asked me about the snowflakes, and I was like, oh, will they have the snowflakes? But she was like sad. She like recognized that since it was under construction, she may not see the snowflakes. She is very smart. So yeah. And then I've also been a little like congested. And so like the fall, like allergies are here. And so some of those things are my lows mixed in with some of the highs.
Yeah. Shayna.
Well, October is my favorite month of the year.
Me too.
It is my birthday month too.
It's the best month. Are you kidding me? When's your birthday?
Great. October 16th.
Oh my
Very
gosh.
Soon.
One day before my best friend.
Oh my 10 gosh.
Days.
Yes, and my sister's is the 15th, so it's a big family event. I have four sisters and it's crazy. That's anyway, great. October is my favorite month, so that's definitely a high of
you
just,
Libra you.
Yes. Just getting to experience like hopefully the fall weather soon and just all the fall events going on. I mean, there's so many. And then with, you know, Halloween and dressing up coming up is so fun. And then we hit holidays. It's just a great time of year. But with all that kind of into the lows is just feeling so much overwhelm and like recently. I think it's also just part of me, you know, learning the first year of having a business and like working with clients and small businesses and events. And so many, I definitely know just throughout this year about like trying to learn how to say yes and no, and just mm-hmm. balancing your own schedule. I definitely know I've taken on way more than I can handle. And so it just feels like a constant, like every day I'm running 110% and like have things that I'm behind on, or just like feeling like there's not a lot of rest time at all. And mm-hmm. it's convicting too, because like, especially like I went to church this weekend and we're talking about like rest days, and just like healthy rest can also just be genuine conversations with people that fill up your cup and everything. And I feel like even when I'm hanging out with some of my best friends, like I'm constantly thinking about all that I have to do and yep. what I don't have done. And yep. it feels like you can't even be 100% in the conversation, because you're so like, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even focus on this because I need to focus on that. And then you do like every little thing, like 10%, and get nothing 100% done. And then it's like, you still feel like depleted. And so that's been hard. And I think it's just learning, you know, it's something that we all have to learn. And I talked to my mom about it, and my mom's like, that's, you know, like you, it's just life. Like life can just continue to be like that. Although I do know I want to like get into a better routine and everything mm-hmm. and just feel, I say feel caught up, and that's where my mom says, you're never going to feel caught up. There's always things to do. But just getting into a place where I feel like I can, you know, get things done, get into a good routine and stuff would be great, because it's a stressful season of a lot to do.
I resonate with that so deeply right now. And I feel you. I have multiple businesses and I'm trying to hold up things like, mm-hmm. yeah, things that I sign up for like this.
Yeah.
And just like, I want to do these things. And my husband's always like, you know, you are signing up for all these, like you yeah. are saying yes. I'm like, that doesn't help. Like, yeah. this is not helpful. Mm-hmm. But I think something for me is like the way that you're describing it is like, I want to inject more moments of rest into my like weekly routine. Yeah. So it's like, I took this, you know, beach vacation a couple weeks ago and it was so great. But then I came back and I felt like I had more to do than when I left. And so mm-hmm. then it didn't feel like restorative at right. all. It just felt more yeah. stressful. So it's like, how do I create moments of rest in a weekly schedule
right.
where I'm actually doing something for me, or, right. you know, just whatever, just having a block and yeah. like using my calendar and like blocking that off to where I'm not available for other things.
Exactly.
I was talking to my business partner, Tiffany, yesterday about that. And we were like, she is engaged, recently engaged. I'm pregnant. We're like, how do we find moments yeah. for like our personal life to plan for these things that are about to happen? And they have timelines, you know, like at least mine does. Yeah. It's like, I can't change that timeline. So just trying to figure out like injecting moments of personal time. Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. And another thing that I just think is like something that's changed in my life is like, I used to go out, you know, for date nights and stuff around Chattanooga, and mm-hmm. and I still can do that. But it's like, there's so many places that are like, you know, come out, make a video. So then even when we do go out for date night, it's like a content
night. It's like
night,
working. It's like, yes. Oh,
so yeah. It's definitely been trying to do a balance. And even
it's like bittersweet. That's like a blessing and a curse.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so thankful for the opportunities. Like it's,
of course,
I am just so grateful for all of it. But I told Cameron, I was like, if we want to rest, we're going out of town. Like
yeah.
we
yeah.
have to get out of, web chats area, so I don't even think about my content brain turning on and like
yeah
thinking about like advertising and stuff. So yeah.
It makes me think of the Taylor Swift line from listening to her album this weekend. It was like, they leave us the F alone and they do kind of thing. Like, feel like you're starting to feel maybe some of the strains of like fame.
Quote, well, unquote, but fame. I do love it. Like I consider myself definitely an extrovert and I love talking to people.
Yeah.
I especially love when people will just come up randomly and say like, oh my gosh, I follow you. Or just like, I know your face. Or I absolutely love that. So I just am trying to figure out a balance of like where I can feel like fill my cup up with some rest. So when I am out and about, it's like, I can give like my genuine self
of
and
course.
Not worry about things, I guess. So
yeah, it's beautiful.
That muscle, like, takes so much practice too, I think, training over time. I remember when Aaron and I were first starting in business, and so a lot of times we'd go out, we'd end up talking about naturally what was on our mind. And she and I started our business together 8 years ago, and it was like we were talking about business all the time. When I was in chiropractic college, I was talking about chiropractic all the time. It was just like whatever was the big thing. Now it's more, we talk about kids, raising kids all the time. You know, it's like it always kind of changes, and it's interesting to like continue to find those time. I guess it's like the respect for time of this time is meant for this kind of connection. And sometimes it feels so awkward. There have like been questions she and I will like ask each other to try to like get in tune with that moment, right? Instead of talking, you know, diverting to some other thing or some other topic. But
yeah, that's Tiffany and I. We're like, we started out as friends and now we're business partners, and we're like, when do we get just friend time again? Because every time just we're together, we talk about pair. Yeah.
That's like us with Love Local Chat. Whenever we hang now, it's like, oh, did we do that thing for that thing that we were supposed to? Something, you know, that is kind of along the same lines, but, you know, people coming up to you and kind of, and recognizing you for your content, you know, something that was cool, I don't know that I share this with you, but when I first met you, you were sort of in that transition of moving from doing a lot of things that were sort of philanthropic ways to support other businesses to actually getting paid for features.
Yeah.
And a lot of it before, when you were building web chats, was just because you were, you know, doing an experiment and you were interested and it was kind of blowing up and then you were getting some content.
Yeah.
But then you were like, I remember talking to you at one of the Common House membership things and you were like, I'm really excited. I've got this like really good paid thing. So like, tell me more about, you said too, like some things you still choose, like just to do because you enjoy it and it's the same thing, where you're like, I'm just excited to showcase this and I put it on web chats, just up to your discretion. And then people really reaching out and finding a lot of value in hiring you to do a piece for them.
Yeah. It's been definitely, again, learning, you know, how to balance everything, because I always, everything with web chats, I want it to be authentic and not just like because somebody paid me to post about a place. Now with web chats growing and it being like an advertising source, like that does come up a lot more and people will, you know, be a lot more willing to pay for their place to be featured, which is super cool. Even with that though, it's, I always have a contract and there's always like, it says basically like, you know, I'm just going to share my honest opinion and everything. And so if
it's great,
and if I don't, especially if a place is wanting to pay and it's not great, I'm just not going to post it. So in my contract says like, I have the right to basically pull out of anything if it's just not a good experience. So I don't feel forced to have to ever post anything. And obviously they would not pay me in that case. I would just obviously not make anybody pay me for that. But as far as like just authentically, like talking about places, I'm so grateful to like be at the point where it basically will be like places I have genuinely just been going and already love and talk about. Like they'll notice that I've either already talked about them or like share them on my stories, and then they will be willing to you know, put their marketing dollars toward a post and stuff, which is super grateful. I'm so grateful for that. But in the beginning with building that, when there wasn't the like track record of all of that, I mean, it's always, and even still to this day, it's not, don't hear me wrong. Like my posts are not all of them are paid. Like I'm still sharing like just whatever I want to share in that case. But then I do have partnerships throughout, which I'm so grateful for. And I basically had to start doing that because I was getting so busy. And so that was a way for me to help like prioritize different things.
Of course.
With always trying to stay true to, you know, my recommendation and stuff. And so when I'm doing paid partnerships now, like I'm always making sure I can share like the business's message so that that can get across, rather than me just like talking. I still share about my favorite foods and stuff, but also talking about like what the business wants to come across, like if they have an upcoming event or something, try to make it super shareable for people and like get their message across well, which is super fun. And so I'm really grateful for that. And it's also still just like finding a balance of, you know, how much to charge and based on like the business, and also like if a place, you know, is genuinely just somewhere that I love, I'm not saying they have to pay me to come out. Like there's a lot of times I do authentic, like just genuine, like, I don't know, organic stuff too, for
sure. Yeah, just like self-led.
Yeah. But it's definitely when it's like a busy season like this, it's like, okay, like if you have marketing, you know, and a lot more places are realizing the power of social media.
Sure.
But I also am used to explaining, like, just like you pay for a billboard or a magazine ad or mm-hmm. like a mm-hmm. commercial on TV, like, this is also a form of advertising. And I think that places, even compared to like a year ago, a lot of places are realizing like the power in it, in that it's not just like some random girl taking a picture right. with her iPhone and they you're see, like, why would I pay you?
Yeah, they see the reach. Yeah. They see like how many touch points, and like right. that is like directly correlated with like a billboard. Like yeah. how many people would see this?
Right. You know? You can like genuinely just see like the amount of shares to the number.
Right, exactly. Really cool. You get a lot of metrics yeah. from Instagram.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
Totally. And, you know, I think something that made me think of with Love Local Chat, even like when we have guests and whatnot, it's often by way, it's not like we're being selective, like with certain mm-hmm. people. It's like by way of ease in your environment. You may have already been somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like if someone, we've never done like a paid gig with somebody where they paid us. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think sometimes people in Chattanooga, they'll see things and then they're like, oh, are they like just picking and choosing certain things? Do you ever run into that kind of like the strain of like, why'd you choose this one and not this one or something like that?
I mean, like all the time, like I'll post about a place and someone will comment like, have you been to blah, 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 and like name the direct
competitor
yeah. or even just someone who's similar. I mean, especially with restaurants, I always say, it's not really competition because everyone can go to multiple different restaurants. Yeah. But if sure. it's like something that like a hairstylist or something, that yeah. would be yeah. a direct competitor, I guess. But like
Nelson Taylor was just in here shouting out Odd Story, like
as, I a know, part as of his, the like, owner right. of White Dog Taco.
Yeah, yeah. There's so with restaurants, I feel like there's not like because people go to a bunch. Nobody only goes to one restaurant, if that right. makes sense.
Fair.
But a lot of times people will comment like I'll post whatever, a burger place, and they'll comment like, have you been to this burger place though? So like, but I do think people realize like, oh, she just posts a bunch of different places. Yeah.
The important thing is to support local, y'all.
Right.
y'all, is, listen.
This is, yeah, we just doing our best down here.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about, you mentioned like a lot of the different account strategies that you had done over the years, like your Disney account that blew up.
My Disney account did
in
not
middle blow school.
Up. That was middle school.
The food account.
It was at Daughters of
the
Triton.
The food account that blew
Triton.
Up. What was it?
It was at Daughters of Triton. It's no longer an account. You can't find it.
You anymore. Can't oh, find it.
But I
everybody's
going to
go follow
Mermaid.
You're
going to
get a spike.
Still am.
Is it just your face over areas?
No, I wish
giving
I should.
Your hot
it was like
take
Disney
on.
Memes. I do still, one of my middle school accounts is still up. It was at Food Is My Boyfriend was one of my accounts.
Cute.
When I was in middle school. It was like literal, like I would just like write random things.
I'm going right now.
So it's just like, whatever. Those were not serious. Like I was always just like making random accounts. Like I just loved posting like online, I guess, just like fun, you know, things and just like whatever. And so then with web chat starting, I still just love to post fun things, mix it up with like vlogs versus like business features versus just like things that people enjoy. So
event calendar.
This
yeah,
is Hannah now. Food Is My Boyfriend.
Oh, it was a I'll find it for you later.
I still have an active one from a long time ago. Yeah. It was called Men in Sweaters.
Oh, that's
with a Z. And it was like this birthday party of mine with me and these girlfriends. And we're like, yeah, like men wearing like good sweaters, like so nice, right? And so then we started finding all these pictures of like celebrity men in sweaters. And then it was like, it had like a little quote over of like, it would be like, Shayna's man. It would be like
so
the
funny.
One that you thought was the best looking.
Yeah.
Like Mackenzie's man.
That's so funny.
I love how like a handle will inspire a whole like niche of content. Yeah. I created a TikTok handle and I never posted anything on it. But it was everybody in the South or something like that. Because I was just imagining like things that Southerners say. It's like,
yeah.
or, like everyone in the South
yeah.
knows
oh,
this.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it would have been a Southern content page. I never did anything with it.
Yeah. Social but. Media is so interesting because like, you can just do whatever.
You
like,
really can. You like, can make yeah. a page on whatever content you want.
Yeah. And I always tell, like a lot of times I'll have people in my messages asking about like wanting to start their own account. And I always love to preach. Like, I think everyone should just try it, especially if you're interested in it, because there's so much room. Like,
True.
Like, there's no, like, only one person can do this. Like, there's so much room for everybody. Prime example, just look at like Nashville or Atlanta. Like, you'll find so many creators there all succeeding because there's room for everyone to, because there's, everyone has their own like takes
or perspectives,
or
exactly,
their own niche almost. Like, just, I think there's so much room, and I think Chattanooga is growing with that, which is super cool to see, like, more creators popping up. And I always try to support everybody with that, because I think the more of us that there are, the more it gets taken seriously and stuff. And it doesn't always have to be serious. You can just do whatever you want for fun as a passion. That's how I started out and everything. And then you just learn through that. I seriously think you learn through doing. Like, I did go to school for journalism, but I learned pretty much everything I know just by practicing and just by doing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking forward to in Chattanooga coming up?
Oh, so many. I am doing Dare to Dance at the end of this month, which I'm so nervous.
So exciting.
I'm so nervous, you guys. I did do theater in high school and middle school. But
what style of dance is your dance?
It's pretty musical, theatrical.
Okay. But is it like a ballroom version?
Are you the Little Mermaid?
So go ahead.
But Daughters of Trident. Sorry. We're just trolling right now.
Dare to Dance, if you don't know, listeners, it's basically like Dancing with the Stars, but Chattanooga version.
Yeah.
It is, it's a huge fundraiser for the Kidney Foundation of Greater Chattanooga. So all the money stays local and helps local kidney patients, which is awesome. But basically they call it celebrities. So they ask 13 Chattanooga celebrities and they pair you up with a professional in the community. So my pro partner, Joel, he is a dance instructor at Dance Tonight, and a bunch of other, you know, of the celebrities are all paired with different pros. So the pro basically helps you create a dance and you practice, and then we all perform it on October 25th and they crown a winner and everything. But the whole time we're also fundraising for the Kidney Foundation. And so it's pretty similar to Dancing with the Stars, except it's just one night. We don't do multiple dances or anything. But with that, I'm like, when they first asked me to do it, I was like, guys, I don't think you know I'm not coordinated. Like, I don't dance. I did do theater. Again, I did theater growing up, but like, not like dancing was not really my strong suit. Yeah. I was always more comfortable on the lacrosse field, played lacrosse for 10 years and everything. So I was never very like coordinated with that. So, but I did tell Joel, like, when we were creating our dance, that I wanted it to be like lean into my strong suits, which I feel like is like facial expressions and just like theatery things rather than like some hardcore dancing.
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like I've already blown my own mind with how much I was able to actually learn. Now, if I will be able to do it good on we'll see. But I am so excited for it because it's been just something we've been practicing for a long time.
That's so fun. I have been watching Dancing with the Stars this season. Oh, it's very good.
I know, and Robert Irwin. I've been watching
Irwin. He is wild.
I know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be like him. But grown. There's no way. His moves are just so crisp, and I'm like still remembering which way to turn when we practice. But I know they practice way more. Like, Joel and I practice like sometimes once a week, sometimes we miss a week. Like, it's not as like serious, I guess.
Fair.
It'll still be great.
It's fun to like watch them too, like their different natural dancing styles get kind of like showcased with, like, I don't know, someone's better at samba and someone's better at cha-cha and someone's better, and like you just see what night they shine on based on their natural.
Yeah, and my dance, it has a mixture of different things. We do some ballroom dancing, we do some, like, I don't even know what samba, I guess maybe is what you would call it. But you can do a bunch of different things, but I'm excited for it to happen. When is this podcast coming out? Will it be before
we can
Dare to Dance?
So this one, excuse me.
When is Dare to Dance?
It's October 25th, Saturday night.
Okay, we could do it on the 17th, the week preceding.
The day after my birthday. So, listeners, if you want to donate for my birthday, you can.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great.
Do you have any rapid fire?
I do have some rapid fire questions to close
us
out.
And then we'll close out, unless you have anything else.
Well, if you do want to donate to my fundraiser, you can text Shayna to 26989 to vote for me.
Oh my gosh, this feels like the Dancing with the Stars for real.
For real, you guys.
Go text now. She can't win without your vote.
I really can't. And votes do, it's donations. Obviously, it's a fundraiser. So that's what it is. And it all stays local. So
that's so great. I love it. All right, rapid fire. Coffee order.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm going to get canceled. It's just very basic. It's like It's like a vanilla iced latte.
But okay. what coffee shop would you get it from?
Together Cafe is my favorite. I just Sweet. Love the atmosphere in there. It's very, very close to my, I don't know. I should, it's close to my house. I live in the Highland Park area and Perfect. It's super close to Nice. Me. Free parking. They have so many different options. And I do like the cereal milk latte there.
Oh,
not,
cute.
I'm not basic when I go to Together Cafe. I like to try all their seasonal drinks and stuff.
That's fun. Yes. Favorite date night restaurant?
Oh, Zaya is one of my favorites. Especially for like a nice date night. Oh my gosh, the food is so good. It's like Korean steak. Oh my gosh. It's the most mouthwatering steak I've had. It's so good.
Amazing.
So yeah, I love Zaya. But there's so many also. I mean, yes.
What's a good spot for a solo reset?
A solo reset. Oh, the Head Spa.
Ooh.
Go to a Head Spa. We have a couple around Chattanooga. Chattanooga Head Spa. I've been multiple times. I've taken my mom there. Like, we love the Head Spa. It's so calming. I'm going to Pasha later this week, so I'm going to get to try that one out too. Yes, I've been there.
It's so great.
So I'm excited to try Pasha. So you can stay tuned to see my review on that one.
Amazing. Okay, last one. What's one word you'd use to describe Chattanooga's vibe right now?
Local. I mean, I really do think, and I'm not just saying that because your podcast is called Local Talk, I do feel like Chattanooga, so like, we love local. Like, people like to support local. I think people like to, like, if you were out and about, like, Chattanooga is just local. I would also say community. I think we have a great community here, a bunch of different communities, and just like supporting community is huge here compared to other cities. I do think that we have a better, like, local community vibe than
it's
others.
A good culture.
Yeah.
Yes. And we'll start saying this as we get closer to November. But definitely, definitely, definitely support local businesses, because consumers don't always know this, but when Black Friday comes around, everyone gets really tied into like Amazon, shopping online, all of the advertisements that you get. You will be just drawn in without you knowing. They know you better than you know you sometimes. And they're listening to your conversations, and all of a sudden you've just bought everything that you didn't know that you were going to buy.
KitchenAid mixer. Now that's all going to come up later.
I was like, now I have five more linen pants than I had before. Yeah. So they will get you with those sales preceding and all of that. Just remember to get out and then maybe look in your local shops first.
Yeah.
Or if you see something, do, you know, in a no offense, boomers, but you might just screenshot it and then share it with your family. Say, hey, you know, maybe buy this for me at a local shop.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I only say that because I've seen several boomers that are like, I've got the screenshot of this on Marketplace. Do you think you can get it for me? I'm like, this is not how this works.
My parents totally send screenshots. I'm like, it could be a link.
Yeah, that could be a link.
Yeah, it's all good.
Cool. Well, Shayna, I know you have tons to share, and I also know you've got a busy, busy schedule, so I'll let you get back into it. I hope that you have a restful and relaxing week. I hope that time is on your side.
Yeah.
And Balance. I think what you're doing is absolutely brilliant. And I think your energy is lovely, the way that you do it. So I want to definitely empower you in that way of just encouraging from this side. We love seeing web chat show up on feed.
We do.
And if you want to learn more about web chats and follow everything Shane is doing, you can go follow her at web chats.
Yeah.
Two B's, two T's.
Yes.
Two B's, two
And her T's. Name is Shayna.
And her name is Shayna. Come up to her. She loves talking to people and donate to her thing.
And then donate to her thing.
Also, if you love local chat and want to know more about us, you can follow us at Love Local Chat or visit our website, lovelocalchat.com. Remember, you can sign up for our weekly giveaways there. There's so much more I could share with you about that, but I want to respect your time too, because wherever you're driving, I'm sure you're almost there. Talk to you soon.
Yes. Bye.